This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Monday edition. Mark with you.
Melanie.
Tim Condon.
You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We have been across the board tonight, and it's going to get weirder. I got something new for you. This is an article. It's not brand new. I've been holding it for a while, but I feel like it's important, and I want to get other people's thoughts on this. So I got to set the stage for you. Here in the United States, lots of things are happening surrounding Civil War monuments, anything that has to do with Confederate flag, and a variety of other things. Look, I will come clean on the Confederate flag. I am from the South. I grew up just sort of identifying with the Confederate flag, not because I hate a particular ethnicity, simply because I was told, hey, this is our flag too. And I liked it. I liked the General Lee. I liked the Dukes of Hazzard. To me, it was just sort of a rebellion thing, and that was cool because cool and rebellion, I don't know exactly what. But it never meant anything to me except something about heritage. I also think it's a particularly attractive flag, the one that's the Second Virginia battle flag or whatever it is, the one that they call the Confederate flag. I think that the actual Confederate flag of the Confederate States of America, kind of boring and could get confused with Texas or maybe Puerto Rico. So,
oh, whatever.
Yeah, something. It's just, that generic. And so there's this momentum out there to... You could call it rewrite history. You could call it removing, hate speech. You can call it whatever you want. That's fine. I'm not making a judgment. But I will say that there's a path, right? There's a slippery slope. Now, the slippery slope is called a logical fallacy, because just because something happens doesn't mean other things will happen. But sometimes they will. Here's your story from the dailymail.co.uk. George Washington's own church is removing a plaque in his honor because he owned slaves. A church once attended by President George Washington will take down a memorial honoring him, its leaders have decided. The Christ Church in Alexandria, Virginia, announced this week that it will remove a stone plaque that reads, "In memory of George Washington," currently displayed on the left side of the altar in memory of the first president of the United States. A plaque on the right side of the altar honoring Confederate Robert E. Lee will also be removed, according to the Washington Times. And if you get a chance to read sort of comparisons between Robert E. Lee and General Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, when it came to slave ownership, people owned slaves at the time. I'm not calling that good. I'm just saying it happened. And to particularly vilify one side over the other gets a little murky, because the reality of slavery wasn't as cut and dry as them Southerners thought it was great and them Northerners thought it was awful. Going on here, George Washington, and obviously George Washington, you can't scrub this guy from American history. That really is whitewashing history, blackwashing,
right.
I've heard the term used too.
A monument in your honor is not history. You don't honor every figure from history.
This is his church, and he had a pew. That means his family paid for that pew. What do you think about that? It's a private organization with a paid-for pew.
What do you usually get when you pay for a pew? Do you get
a plaque on the
in
pew.
Your honor?
A plaque on the pew.
Well, the plaque at the church was probably put up because he was America's first president. He was a general throughout the Revolutionary War. The whole revolution could have and probably would have failed, but for George Washington's leadership. They wanted him to be king. They asked him to be king. He said, we're not going to do it that way. Everybody had a king in those days. How are you going to have a country without a king? No, we're not going to do it that way. And after he was elected and president 2 terms, he says, no, I won't run for a third term. I don't want to I don't want to create a permanent political class, and I don't think a president should be a president beyond two terms. And that held until Franklin Roosevelt in World War II, and then after that, we passed a constitutional amendment.
Yep. So to be clear, the Revolutionary War ends in the early 1780, 1779.
The Treaty of Paris, which actually ended the Revolutionary War, which was brokered by John Jay over in Europe,
what year was that?
1783.
1783, okay. Yeah. Then the Articles of Confederation go into play. The United States Constitution, which then allows for a president, because there wasn't one in that period of time. So George Washington was basically a surveyor and celebrity for about a half a decade.
Well, he ran a plantation. He had a plantation there on the Potomac River, and did things that he did.
Yep.
Then came
slave ownership.
Then came the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia in 1787, and we got a new form of government.
That's exactly right. So, what are you anything to say on this, Melanie? I don't want to cut you off.
I guess my question would be, is this different than how they would treat anybody else who bought a plaque 200 years ago?
Well, to be clear, the plaque they're pulling off isn't the plaque is saying that George Washington, this was his church. And that's kind of meaningful, right? Like people who want to go to churches and care about George Washington would want to know which church he went to, and they'd want to have some information on that.
Right. Okay, so that's a statement of fact. Whether or not that should be there, I would kind of judge differently than what you had said before, what you were reading from had said before, was that it was a plaque in his honor. If I just put up a sign that says exit, that it's not a sign in honor of exiting buildings. It's just a statement of fact.
The stone plaque reads, "In memory of George Washington." That's what it says. And then it's got a picture of George Washington, and it was George Washington's church.
It's disgusting.
I mean, I wouldn't want that in my building. I don't see how it's a problem that they're taking it down. If they were, pressured to take it down, maybe that's different. But, I mean, he was a slave owner, and he was a head of state. Those are two really evil things.
But they're not taking them down because he was the head of state. And they don't support, they're not on your side on this issue, I can assure you. They're taking it down because, well, anybody who owned a slave at this point, their opinion sucks. And I'm not saying that, the idea of slave ownership, obviously quite reprehensible. However, we have to understand that this was, before the Industrial Revolution, it was difficult to justify paying people wages for anything. In 1815, at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, 85% of Americans were below the poverty line. 85% were below the poverty line. One would presume a middle class meant you had a potty or something. Food regularly was a luxury. People literally went out and shot things, killed them, and brought them back to eat. So slavery as an institution is obviously reprehensible, but if you look at it in the context of the time, not that I'm justifying it, I'm certainly not justifying it for one particular ethnicity, I'm simply saying that slavery's been around since the agrarian revolution and perhaps longer than that.
Thousands of years. It's been thousands. There are instructions about slaves obeying their masters and masters not mistreating their slaves in the Bible.
The Bible, right? And sure. Jesus probably should have mentioned something about that if we were going to, use this as a modern religion, but whatever.
I think the plaque coming down from the church is disgusting. It's political correctness at its worst, and it's coming down because these people hate basically what America is about. They're not just erasing George Washington because he was a slave owner. What about the black slave owners? There were many, many slave owners in the South.
I mean, do they have plaques in historical buildings, though?
George Washington doesn't have a plaque in this building because he's a slave owner.
Right, but if you're going to compare him to blacks who were slave owners, unless they have plaques in historical buildings, it's not unequal to have him not also have a plaque in his.
I don't think that any American would want to raise a plaque to a slave owner for the purpose of slave ownership, but it's worth noting that the first slave owner in America was black. The first actual sort of chattel slave owner that managed to sue to get the child, the progeny of their slave as their own slave. That's kind of, I mean, it's meaningful. Historically, 855-450-3733. Am I off base? 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's a live Monday edition. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Melanie.
And Tim.
I want to tell you about Blink Home Security. Tim, you'll be staying with me this evening at the Casa del Edge, and you can you'll get to see this Blink Home Security system in action.
All right.
What it is it's a little camera that there's no wires or anything that sets it up. It's completely wireless. Goes to the this little hub that you won't see, and unless you are dying to look at how this is set up. I set this up in less than 10 minutes. All you have, it's this camera, it has an LED light, and if it sees movement, it turns on, gets me 30 seconds of video, because I have it set for 30 seconds, gets me some, puts the LED light, and it's really bright. You'll be like, what is that? And I have it set for certain times, and it, obviously in the times that it's not set for, it won't come on. But if you're up at night, you say you want to see what, see what's going on, near there in the yard or whatever. Or you're going to use the bathroom, whatever's on your mind. It'll turn right on, and I'll get some video of it. Chances are I won't pay any attention because I'll be asleep. But nonetheless, I will get a notification, and if I had that turned on, I would hear about it. But it's a great system and really, really inexpensive. I think you'll be pretty happy with the pricing. If you just go to blinkprotect.com. /FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get three cams for way less than the other guys charge, and then with that /FTL at the end, because you can go to blinkprotect.com, but if you go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, you get 15% off. Who doesn't want 15% off? It's a great deal, and right now they're actually running a little bit of a sale on additional cameras, so now might be a good time to do the upgrade. Friends of mine have used it. I've set it, helped them set it up. It's great. It's easy. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Talking about this article from the Daily Mail about George Washington's plaque out of his church. So it's his, the church he went to, a plaque that says, "In memory of George Washington," is currently on display at the church, and it's going to be removed, along with a plaque to Robert E. Lee. But, the reason is ostensibly because George Washington owned slaves. There's actually an author put out a book very recently about how Washington's family chased around some particular slave trying to get her to come back, but she had escaped to the north, or I don't know exactly how it went. But it was an interesting story nonetheless. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jesus Christ's Uber driver is on the line here. Go ahead, Uber driver. I think I've pushed the right buttons. Yep, well, I think it's on your side, Uber driver. I'm going to put you on hold and let you figure it out, going back to the story here. So the plaques in our sanctuary make some in our presence feel unsafe or unwelcome. Some visitors and guests who worship with us choose not to return because they received an unintended message from the prominent presence of the plaques, said church leaders. Many in our congregation feel a strong need for the church to stand clearly on the side of all are welcome, no exceptions, they added. The first president became a slave owner at the young age of 11 after his father died and left him 10 slaves along with 280-acre farm near Fredericksburg, according to the Mount Vernon website. He went on to purchase more slaves, and at the time of his death, Mount Vernon's slave population consisted of 317 people, although the website claims less than half of them were owned by Washington, with others having been owned by his wife's first husband, whose possessions were hers after he died without a will. Wouldn't your wife be the one who would get your possessions anyway? According to Reverend Noel York Simmons, the rector of the church, the decision was made by unanimous vote of the vestry, but the church may have a hard time disassociating from Washington, as it is an important part of the president's life. It was his church, one so important that his family donated one of his Bibles to the church after his death. And I imagine that's a pretty big deal. I know that people like George Washington and Martha Washington didn't even have marriage certificates. These kinds of important things were written down in their Bibles, and that was taken as a fact. So, I think that this seems like a clawing and pathetic way to get more people to come to your... It's not that I don't think that all should be welcome at this church. All should be welcome. As a Quaker myself, I'm of the opinion that we want to make sure that everyone feels welcome at our events. But to just go and try to make your church not George Washington's church because somehow somebody's not going to feel welcome enough. I mean, didn't many freed slaves name themselves Washington because they had some kind of affinity for this person? I don't know. It seems all very, very odd to me.
Well, if we're going to go down that particular path, don't you think we should perhaps consider renaming the state of Washington? I mean, it's named after our first president and the general who led us in the Revolution. And Washington, D.C., maybe we should consider erasing that name, too, because after all, he was a slave owner.
Well, maybe we should rename it after we dissolve the state. Renaming the names of, I don't think we should name Thursday because it implies that we worship the god of Thor. It's the name of a thing that is already established as the name of that thing.
This is already established as George Washington's church.
Well, it's not George Washington's church. It's a church that George Washington went to.
When George Washington became the first president of the United States, this became George Washington's church. I mean, there's no really way to disassociate it. If I was a George Washington fan, I'm not. I don't really think much about him.
Like, there's no redeeming qualities. It's not like he did this other good thing, but he did this really heinous thing, too. And we're going to balance. Like, there's... He owned slaves, and he helped form a government, and he ran a government. Like,
he could have chosen.
There.
He could have chosen to make a monarchy, as Tim pointed out briefly.
I think that might have been preferable.
There are some libertarians that believe
voting?
That. What's that?
Like, do you want average people voting and deciding what happens? That's insane.
So I know that about 2.5% of the electorate, as it was listed on the website that I looked at, 2.5% of the electorate voted Washington in. And at the time, the electorate had to be white, 21, and own land. So he wasn't exactly an advocate for it. He wasn't Andrew Jackson, the first Democrat, advocating that everybody should be able to vote.
Yeah, so there's a better argument for voting only for landowners. I don't know that quite gets you there, because you want people who vote to... If you're going to have a state that's going to oppress everyone, you want to have the people making decisions at least understand basic concepts of how a thing should be run to just not, I don't know, become completely insolvent or something.
I find
like that.
The voting conversation difficult. Like, if you had a ship full of retards, which retards should be able to decide what direction the ship goes, I don't know, because none of us are wise enough to be able to live someone else's life. You get one life, and you shouldn't have a say on how other people live theirs. They should have to deal with the consequences of their actions, but voting is, who gets to vote and who doesn't. I think that's a done decision. It's like, arguing 17th century politics. 855 453 Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Following a one-on-one meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, Trump told reporters the two leaders discussed a wide range of issues critical to both countries.
A productive dialogue is not only good for the United States and good for Russia, but it is good for the world.
In regard to election meddling, Putin, through an interpreter, said Russia has not and will not interfere in American elections, and said Robert Mueller's indictments of Russian intelligence officials will be looked into.
He can use this treaty as a solid foundation and send an informal, an official request to us so that we would interrogate, we would hold a questioning of these individuals who he believes are privy to some crimes.
At a joint news conference, Putin admitted he wanted Trump to be Clinton, but said there was no collusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the buy one, get one free special and enter promo code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number... it's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've got an article here. It's not a new one, but I've been holding it for a while. Really wanted to talk about it from the Daily Mail that says that George Washington's church is removing a plaque that basically says, in memory of George Washington, ostensibly because he was a slave owner. And no, this is not ostensibly, it's stated. It's because he was a slave owner. He owned a lot of them here. 317 people were working on his plantation at one point. And that's pretty disturbing. But the church, I guess, thinks that somehow they're going to make everyone feel welcome and more people will attend the church, presumably. Because churches are all across America. I'm presuming this. I don't know about this church in particular, but churches all across America are dealing with dwindling attendees. And sorry, that just seems to be the case. Now, I was at a Quaker meeting yesterday morning, and we had one, two, three, four people out of eight that were below the age of 40. We're doing pretty well, in my opinion. Five.
Sure.
Five out of nine. Whatever. Not every, but that's a small group still. Nine people. Not exactly something to go out and make a big deal about. Yep. Let's go to the phones. We've got Jesus Christ Superdriver. Actually, got the audio all fixed. Sounds good. You're on the line, Uber Driver.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
One thing is, and giving the overview of the article, you got to realize that churches are one of the most segregated places on the planet. You go into a black church, you're going to see mostly black people. You go into a white church, you're going to see mostly white people. I mean, churches are just, it's one of the places that we,
how do we
self-segregate.
That? How do we fix that?
Well, I think maybe this was an effort to try to do that, to send a signal out that, hey, you know, there have been some, let's call it less than glorious moments in American history.
Oh yeah.
And we want you to know that, hey, we are trying to be all welcoming. It's just, you know, it's one, I think this as by itself is probably nothing big to, you know, toot your horn about. But if they're doing this with other programs, trying to get a mixed diverse crowd, and as an atheist, I can say I honestly support it. Anytime we're doing something as a culture, bringing people together, I'm for it. But just as a little side note, I wanted to correct you.
Yes.
You were talking about Anthony Johnson as the first slave owner. He wasn't. There was actually a documented slave trade going on from Barbados to Boston 20 years before that.
Oh.
He was only the first. Yeah, he was the first legally recognized slave owner because he sued to get a slave back. Really before there was an American, organized judicial system. But he was one of the first people to have his ownership of a slave legally documented. And I find it's funny that, you know, not a little side note too, that, you know, we're saying, oh, it's not that bad. Or, okay, I'm not saying you said it was that, right. Not that bad. Slavery is horrific.
It's horrific.
And I don't think it's horrific. And
but so is freedom. I mean, at the same time.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but, you know, to say Washington had good points.
It was.
Well,
you ever worked on a whaling ship? You have any idea what that might have been like? It was horrible. What happened in being able to decide where you're going to starve is certainly preferable than having to starve in one particular place.
Or if you're smart and there's freedom, so you're not living under a pretty bad country, then you can not starve.
Lashes were meted out whether you were, you know, working for somebody. They whipped people who just worked there. You know, I mean, it was the understanding of what labor was is not developed the way it was today. Please go ahead, Uber driver.
Yeah, but your children weren't born into it as well.
I know, it's awful.
You might.
Were born into poverty, and they were born into a very segmented, hierarchical state. You better call that guy sir, or you may very well be cuffed in the street.
Hey, I'd rather be a poor peasant than
it's
a rich
better.
Slave.
Yep. Well, yeah. I don't know what the hell a rich slave is. Maybe. like there's an argument for that. People right now are choosing sort of the domesticated life, a better form of domestication, as it were, over some a poorer form of freedom. Maybe you would. I certainly would too. I'm not going to argue that point. But some people would take. Life in a posh life in a master's house over living in the frontier, trying to scratch a living out of the dirt where they just managed to. I mean, imagine what it was like trying to get trees out of the ground on a plot of land that you just got in Indiana. It's awful.
I imagine that's hard, but not as hard as watching your wife get raped by master.
That's the very best one, right? There's this story where I got to see this letter from this slave owner who's writing letters to his old slave in Canada, and he's, the old slaves, he's dragging him on, leading him on with these letters, like, maybe I'll come back. But I really want to talk about how you, beat my 2-month-old child for crying and how you had sex with my wife and things like this. This is, I mean, I'm surprised that there are even things like wives in these circumstances.
Yeah, for sure. But it's just on top of that, but then I find it, like, a little hypocritical. I'm not saying you guys are doing this, but
it's fine. I can take it. I'm ready for what you're saying. Yes.
Okay, but so also to be critical of people who feel a certain way about, you know, whether they want to, you know, remember history a certain way or not remember history a certain way when we got all these people running around, you know, screaming because we're taking down Confederate flags and statue of slave owners. It's like, it's a little hypocritical. You know, if we're going to talk about it, you know, let's talk about it.
Well,
but,
right. But I think that people sometimes in general society has a difficult time for some reason comprehending the difference between is this a museum or is this not a museum. So there's a difference between me putting, you know, if I put, you know, a statue of Hitler in a museum, maybe that belongs there. If I put it on the corner of Main Street, maybe that's a problem. So
well, I can tell you, having lived in Germany, it's very glad. I'm glad you brought that point up, because if you go to Germany, you won't find Hitler anywhere.
Yeah.
He's been washed. He's been not, no museums, no sons named Hitler. You won't find him there. So, I mean, I'm just saying they took a different route than we did. But thank you for the time.
No, no, I don't want you to go. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I really, really want to talk about this. I think that, you know, you're bringing a lot to the table here. If you've got to go, let me know. But
No, I'm good. I know there's other callers, and I don't like to take too much of your time. So that's all.
Your time. This is valuable to me. Well, so I'm willing to concede. As a Southerner, I'm willing to concede things like, all right, you find the statues of Civil War generals to be upsetting. I don't, but I get it. I see it. You don't want to see the Confederate flag? I certainly get that one. Whereas I like the Confederate flag. I like the way it looks. I wouldn't stick it on the back of my car because I know that it would make somebody that I would likely want to call a friend feel bad. Somebody out there would feel bad about that sticker, and they'd make judgments about me based on that sticker. So I wouldn't put it there.
Got a history. It's got a history for a lot of people, you know, for myself. And whenever I see that flag, it takes me back to 1976 when there was a Klan march outside of Topeka, Kansas, when I was a six-year-old kid. And they're marching down, my grandparents telling me to get in the basement so I wouldn't see it. And then they lied to me as I peeked out the window. They told me, oh, they're playing cowboys and Indians out there. Okay, but why do they all have on white cloaks? I mean, as a six-year-old, you're trying to figure stuff out. I mean, you realize 20 years later they were just trying to shield me from a Klan rally that was going right down my street.
Well, yeah, so if I had...
And I understand why they might want to shield you from that.
If I had a museum of flags, I would put a Confederate flag in it. I wouldn't buy any state flag, first of all, but I have no attachment to a flag that's historical to a place that I chose to leave on purpose. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. If I liked it down there, I'd be down there. So why... Like... Learning history is different than kind of worshiping history, which is what I think people get real close to when they have flags of conquered nations spot in their house and in their car. And
100% agree.
Hold the line here, Jesus Christ Uber driver. I've got one question. It's going to have to do with the slippery slope of this because, yep, I'm conceding points, but I've got questions about George Washington. The number is 855-450-3733. Just hold the line if you would, please. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops, get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. If you're listening to the stream on LRN.FM or freetalklive.com, you get treated to the mics being open during the break. Because, well, quite honestly, Ian's just a better first chair host than I am. But nonetheless, that's what people always want. The amplifiers always want to know what's being talked about in the breaks. Why do you people yell at each other like you hate each other on the show? And then during the breaks, you're all laughing and having a good time. Well, because we're working for a living here, people. We gotta have a good time. Speaking of the amplifiers, check out amp.freetalklive.com. These are the people that make it possible for Free Talk Live to spread the message of liberty, give platforms for people to talk about this really divisive issue. Where are you going to find on talk radio talking about slavery as it existed, the George Washington having his plaque taken down and his church, and then having Jesus Christ's Uber driver calling in, whom I'm presuming is black. I don't know that you stated it, but you certainly made it seem like you were. And then taking the counterpoint and getting held over.
Well, I wouldn't want to take my white kids to a Klan rally either.
No, so it seems like a bad idea. Those are not people that I want my son Jack hanging with, right? So, I told you I was going to grill you just a little bit.
Okay.
Jesus Christ Superdriver. So, and admittedly, you got the high ground here. Like, I'm charging up a hill. It's not going to be easy.
I like easy fights.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like. Just throw a few rocks.
Oh, yeah.
I like old fights. Easy, hard, whatever.
So, I'm ready to take down, some Confederate statues. I say sell them off to the highest bidder. Let somebody open up your museum or buy a particular park. Park and then have it all these these statues from a particular area right there in the park. If people want to go and call that observing history, that's what they should be able to do. Whatever. I also think we should pull down the statues to the other side. If we're pulling down Civil War statues, let's pull down Civil War statues. But what the natural question would be from somebody is, are we going to completely whitewash history and remove people like George Washington from history because he owned some large number of slaves? And there's some pretty yucky stories about him chasing this one particular slave of hers. I think her name was Tilly is what's coming to mind, but I could be wrong on that. But he had 317 people he was treating like livestock at one point. But he's also George Washington. What do you think we should pull down all the statues of George Washington?
Okay, so obviously our first president of the union, of the United States, our very first president, it's going to be pretty much impossible to do the Hitler, whitewash Germany did, style. It's going to be impossible to do that. But let's tell the entire story. I grew up to George Washington could never tell a lie,
yep.
And he could chop down the cherry tree,
which
we don't
made
tell
up.
About, right? Which is made up. And I'm sorry, what was the ma'am? I forget your name. The young lady who's on the show right now, Melanie. Melanie, can I also applaud you for your statement about flags? Because I'm a veteran and I hate flags. Okay. It's so random that you're born on one particular plot of land, and then you find some civic pride in that. To me, it's funny. Like, it's just random. So,
anything that you didn't actually accomplish yourself taking pride in is weird to me, period. Also, since this is a church, my fiancé, who is religious, doesn't think that any status symbolism, flags, whatever, should be in a church, period. So whether it was a slave-owning status or not a slave-owning status, why did this need to be in a church in the first place? I don't understand, but it's
agreed.
Not my thing, so.
Agreed. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, I guess the point I want to make is that slavery existed in a time when the economy was very immature, hadn't developed so slavery ends in the United States in 1860s, the Industrial Revolution was in 1815, and I think that it would have been driven out just by wage labor over time anyway, because you have to take care of these people, provide medical care and things like that in order to protect the quote-unquote asset. But I found this really interesting story from theatlantic.com, and it's talking about a Filipino family that came over here, and the mother had a slave. She was bought for her by her father, and when she came to America, she brought her over. They just passed her off as the aunt or something, and basically she was responsible for housework. She was a domestic. And the kid here, he was 11 years old. He says right here, she lived with me for 56 years. She raised me and my siblings without pay. I was 11, a typical American kid, before I realized who she was. And so he realizes that she's a slave. He's too young to really do anything about it. His mother dies, and he's kind of young. He ends up with taking care of this lady. He says, well, let's take you back to the Philippines. And she's like, I'd love to go back to the Philippines. So she goes back to the Philippines. She meets a few people. This has been 40 or 50 years from when she was taken away as a young girl from her family, who's very poor still. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm going to give you some money. She's like, I don't want to stay here. I know these people. She goes back with him, and she's basically the grandma that lives at their house. She's very frugal. He's annoyed by that, but he doesn't know what else to do with this lady because, she doesn't want to live any place besides his house. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that slavery's peaches and cream. I'm certainly not trying to do that old Southern, I'm using the term whitewash again. That old Southern whitewash of, hey, this was just awesome, because it obviously wasn't. But to say that the relationships between these people aren't very, very complicated, that people didn't love each other, because this woman loves this kid, like she raised him as much as his mother did, and that's his children are her children. She never had a real life. She never had a boyfriend or a husband or any of those things, because she was stopped by an evil, archaic institution. But we can look at, now that we have something modern to sort of look at, I tend to think that in some cases this sort of thing existed.
Well, I can even tell you, even more modern day, there's still slavery going on right now in Haiti. You can buy a child in Haiti right now, call them, and, there's not a lot of legal paperwork there as far as people in schools and things. So you can go to Haiti right now, and it's heartbreaking. But you can go there right now, plop down $6,000, and you can have a child slave.
Now, you have to live in Haiti to have that child slave, though, right?
I don't know. I don't know that you would have to do that.
I know that the reason that there's not a lot of Haitian adoption in the United States is because Haitians are afraid that people from the U.S. will be taking Haitians as slaves. And I suppose that's possible. But really, what's to stop me from, I'd have to reverse a vasectomy. But a vasectomy is what's stopping me is the answer to this question. But what's to stop me from having another child with my wife and we just enslave it? Let's just say, we'll raise this one as a slave.
I mean, people do that.
There's nothing.
They kind of
There's nothing to stop you.
No, people
but
do
I'm
that.
Answer your,
I'm not saying everybody does that, but people do that.
Yeah, of course. I was the remote control for my parents. There's varying degrees. I understand that. I was a 70s kid.
I support that. I was, too.
Just pretend a gentle boy. Yeah, with my pliers. But anyway,
Well, you can have a remote control or you can have a retirement fund, but you can't have both.
hold the rabbit ears in that position. Just stand there. Lift your leg.
Right, but to answer your question, you know, earlier about like the son and the grandmother and the and owning a slave and then caring a love for each other, there are stories of some very benevolent slave owners. I mean, Jefferson, I think, had kids with his slave and raised them as semi-family. So I mean, there are those stories, but it's still, you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to be preaching freedom on Free Talk Live. I would rather be free than be taken care of. So I even the best master isn't as sweet as freedom.
You should have the choice. So
right.
We were talking about indentured servants off the air, and the thing that sort of separates them is many, if not most, indentured servants signed a piece of paper and said, yeah, I'll do 7 years in as a slave in order to get passage to the United States for perhaps a better life. Usually they got some kind of settlement at the end, too. There's some kind of, allotment of money and some land or something to that effect. I think my family got just that. The Edgingtons got that when they came over and then promptly lost it all and got as poor as possible. But, there's a difference, and I would agree with you on that. Thank you so much for the call, Jesus Christ Superdriver. Appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thanks, sir.
That's it. I could give you the telephone number, and I was just about to, but what would be the point? Tim Condon, thank you for coming in and enjoying some time with us.
Chaos. All is chaos, Mark.
Free Talk Live, freetalklive.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.